I mean, I say it every time, but like every time I'm shocked by how on it we are. We're just in snaps. Sync.
In sync. All right. So, some news today. I know it's been a while. Some life changes, again, in my life. I got a dog. I got a puppy.
I'm sure you'll hear her by the time this podcast is over.
She's around. I got a puppy. I compromised on a puppy because that's what marriage is all about. Isn't that right, wife? She made a frowny face. She doesn't want to be on the... She never wants to be on the podcast. I could have stage 4 cancer on my deathbed, and my make-a-wish is for my wife to be on my podcast, and she would tell me no. Isn't that right?
And you know what? It's her right to do that.
I'm paying for dinner tonight, so I just want to run my mouth a little bit. Huh? She's... I'm being a piece of shit. Yeah. News, aside from having a puppy, Marilyn Manson has been canceled, finally.
Mm-hmm. About time.
Because he's a complete abuser of women. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's get him out of here. Let's put him in a cannon, get him out of here. He's been dropped by his agency. He's been dropped by his label. And there's a lot of musicians that were also part of that label that came forward that were just like, oh, everyone knew. Everyone knew for years. Like, all the labels knew, and now they're just pretending to be shocked and appalled and disgusted. You know, but like, no, they all knew. They all talked about it. They all knew. I was just like, Hollywood, man. This shit is... Aren't you glad we live on the East Coast?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't happen over here, right?
It's just Hollywood. It's fucking Hollywood.
Yeah. It's their problem.
Those guys are... Yeah, those crazy Hollywood-type liberals are just so crazy over there. Hope I trigger some country fans out there.
My God.
Hint, hint. So what is annoying Catherine this week, man? What's going on? It's been a minute.
So I did think about this.
Ooh.
This is very specific. So there's a specific kind of cactus, commonly named a bunny ears cactus. And it has these spines that look like really soft and fuzzy, and they're so tiny. And they don't hurt when you touch them. But then what happens is they all get stuck in your skin and in your clothes, and they just never leave. And... I didn't realize how badly they'd messed up my hands because I went close to them. I never even touched the cactus, but I went near them. I never realized how badly it messed up my hands until I got in the shower and the water hurt. And my hands, like, I don't know if you can see on screen, but, like, the wrist up is, like, red and irritated. They've calmed down a little bit because I, like, treated them a bunch. Mm-hmm. But my hands sting real bad, and I got some in the sleeve of my jacket, and I don't have any other jacket to wear to work, so...
What the fuck, man?
Yeah, it's just that they're just very... And the thing is, it's never, like, an intense pain. It's not like a larger cactus spine where it just gets stuck in your hand, and you're like, ow, that really hurt, but then you just pull it out. Because you can't pull them out, because it's a bunch of these tiny, tiny, tiny little spines, and they just get stuck, and you can't... And it's just, it's like a delayed, constant irritation.
God damn.
It's, yeah. And that's what's annoying me today.
Don't own a cactus, I guess.
I mean, they're cool. I technically own one. It's just like, don't go near them or handle them.
Shit, man.
Yeah. Like, don't handle them. They're cool. Just like, don't touch it.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the... kind of why they exist, is to not be touched. Yeah.
But at my job today, I had to unwrap like 24 of them that were in paper. And so just the act of taking the paper off just sprayed the spines everywhere. Because like I said, they're very light and fluffy and delicate. So they just kind of, you would see a puff of them go out in the air. And I'm like, wow, hope I don't get any of this in my eye.
That would be tragic.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got a cactus spine stuck under my nail a few weeks ago. Part of it's still there. I never got it out.
dude. Yeah. The worst that's ever happened to me is like this was during the era of lead pencils. Mm-hmm. And I was reaching into my pocket and the lead went into my thumb.
Ooh.
This way. But luckily it was still out. Like, not all of it. Like, there was still like some extra shit out. So I just yanked it out immediately. Oof. It was, oh my God. I yanked the shit out of it. So, a very special segue today. I'm gonna have my dog segue us. I'm gonna move the mic.
What do you think, Stella?
What do you think, Stella? Should we talk about the 2000s? Doesn't give a shit. Amazing.
Well, Stella Amazing. Wasn't alive in the 2000s. She doesn't even know what that was, you
that's,
know?
That's facts, man. Imagine if dogs could talk. Imagine. I would be a dog person.
If they could talk.
Yeah.
So you just have an issue with the fact they don't talk.
Yeah, I am lore and scripture has been told that I do not like dogs.
Are you familiar with the dog Bunny on TikTok?
No.
So she's a very famous TikTok dog, but basically her owners have trained her to use these buttons that use human words to communicate what she wants.
Yes.
So if she wants to go on a walk, she hits walk, right? But she has this huge vocabulary now.
Yeah, that won't be my dog. No, I would like a bunny. I think I would like the bunny.
I think bunny's scary. Bunny knows too much. They're gonna give that knows dog depression. Too much? Yeah,
it's not Planet of the Apes.
That dog knows too much.
What's wrong, bunny? Xanax.
Exactly. Just
completely hit the fucking button. Sad piece of shit. No, I'm just not. I was never a dog person, but I'm slowly learning, mm-hmm. you know. I don't trust anything that won't talk back to me. You know,
animals. There are a lot of things you don't like, huh?
There's a lot, you know, because they just can't be trusted. People shouldn't be trusted, but at least you know the words are coming out and you can get a sense of it. Mm. But a bark is a bark, you know.
See, I like animals. I'm not a huge fan of children. I got in a staring contest with a toddler today. At work.
That's by choice, my guy.
Kid was running around and was kept basically coming to where I was working, and I kept having to move so she could continue running around in circles. And I'm like, do I go to your office and then let a toddler loose and be like, oh, look, she's having fun. Do I do that in your workplace? Can you please control
no,
your child?
No, Jan. Yeah, Jan.
I'm like, I have things with spines and pokies all over the place, like thorns. I'm gonna need you to control your child before someone gets hurt.
Do you want to see some magic, dude?
Let's see it.
Hey, Google, turn off the light.
Oh, wow, look at you.
Magic, bro. Magic. All right,
too bad
speaking of magic,
the listeners couldn't see it.
No, but they could feel it. That's kind of all that matters. Okay. Isn't that right, listeners? You feel it, right? Because I do, too.
Oh, it's disgusting.
It is. It's in your ears, Catherine. I'm in your fucking ears. All right. Speaking of feeling it in your ears, Jersey Shore Part 2. We are here. We are back. We're back in the shore. Not physically, because Rona. But I am sober this time. We have less people around.
A lot has changed.
A lot has changed. So much has changed, man. And Catherine has been watching past season 1.
Yeah.
Which is beyond my imagination. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this should be a merit badge as a Girl Scout. Mm-hmm. You know, making it past season
like
1.
Has finished season 1. Season 2. Season 3, you know?
Look at that. That is more than one.
You know, I'm learning embroidery. I'll just embroider a patch.
Honestly,
yeah,
you should.
Girl Scout pouch for has completed this much of Jersey Shore.
It is a time, my friend. What did you learn? What was your experience this time around? You know, the first time we watched it in location, you know, where it all happened, the first few episodes, and now getting the sense of who these people, these characters are. How do you feel going on that journey for more than one season?
It's overwhelming.
that's the fucking word.
Like,
dude,
I told you how I have to. So when I've learned that when I watch Jersey Shore, I have to watch it in bursts. So I'll binge it for a week or two, and then it starts stressing me out. Like, I watch it and I get super stressed out, and I have to stop and go sit in a quiet room for a while. 100%. It's so much, and then I have to just take a break.
100%.
You know, Like, it's just, there's so much happening and so many emotions and so much drama.
100%, dude.
It's just, it's overwhelming at times. It's especially since, insane. Again, I binge it. Like, if I watched one episode a day, I probably wouldn't feel that way. But, like, binging it, I can't do it. It's too much.
Yeah. I don't want to say fortunate, but I did participate in the week-to-week episode, you know, when it was first coming out. And it is amazing how invested you become in the drama, in their relationship. And then you feel, and you know, after years of watching it, you feel a part of that relationship too, because you're seeing them interact. And aside from like the more scripted parts, the shit that is like gone off the rails when you see it happen is like, it's like intense, like it's real. Like when Jenny smacked Mike in the face. Mm-hmm. Like, she straight up, like, threw a fist in, across his face. Like, that's real as fuck. Like, you can hear, like, the skin-to-skin hit. I was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. She really nailed that motherfucker. So, I was like, yeah. How was it watching the Miami season? Because that's a fun one.
Which season was that? That was two, right?
I think that was two. Yeah, I think that was two.
Honestly, I don't remember it a ton because it was a while ago.
Yeah.
I think my favorite is the minor case of culture shock that they went to Miami and they're like, what? These people are... And it's funny because people from Miami are also trashy, but trashy in a like different way.
No, yeah, definitely.
So I enjoyed that a little bit.
Is it insane to see the fashion evolve? The fashion. Like, Ed Hardy was on fire during this time, you know? And to see that, like, just, like, the most absurd designs of bejeweled dragons on your chest and acid-washed jeans. It's just, like, holy shit.
You know what I think would have really elevated Jersey Shore?
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have to, like, cover up all the copyrighted music when they were in clubs and stuff. Like, if we also had that music to date the show. God, could you imagine? Did I send you that TikTok I saw of, it was a behind-the-scenes video of Snooki and Dina dancing to a song in a club? Where you can hear,
but on the show you can't hear
music, and it's such a great video. Knowing like it makes it so much better knowing what song they were dancing to.
Oh no!
Let me find it and I'll play.
Please find it. Please find it. Yeah, it is quite a journey and quite a black hole to see them grow throughout that entire show, like throughout the whole series. Even now. To see them still be a part of themselves and each other's lives still so much, aside from being contractually kind of obligated to do so.
Right.
But it is an insane social experiment to see happen. And the fact that they survived.
Honestly. So I found the video.
On Jersey Shore, they don't play the same music that's playing like in the club or wherever they are.
Oh, yeah.
Love that.
I mean,
like, can you imagine if all of Jersey Shore was like that?
Dude, it'd be so much more fun,
you know?
It'd be so much more fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it is just, you know, because they have to play like generic ass like house music in the background,
right?
Or when they have to capture them talking to each other, they have to lower that volume, that background volume.
You know what I bet they do is that generic house music. I would not be surprised if they specifically made sure to find music with the same like BPMs and things like that, so that way it like Yeah. It blends really well.
Yeah, smart, smart. Mm. Yeah, the audio mixing. I want to talk to the audio mixer in this shit because
I'm sure that was.
I have some questions.
Fun, yeah. Especially when they have to turn the volume up so high when they're like talking in the club.
Yeah, we. So initially for this episode, we were gonna have two guests. We're gonna have Jim and we're gonna have Jersey native Kyle, who was on our trivia episode way back when.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah. And so he provided me, he said he couldn't do it, and I was just like, you never know, man, there might be a part three. And he was just like, oh no. And I was like, oh yeah, oh yeah. I have it right here. So there, in 2011, Jersey took away a tax credit for productions because of Jersey Shore. And so it hurt the film economy in Jersey for a long time. You know, they took away a tax credit for people to film there. It was called the Snooki Subsidy.
Oh, my God.
That would have given MTV's hit reality show $420,000 in tax breaks for filming in Seaside Heights. And Chris Christie at the time, the governor, said, quote, "I have no interest in policing the content of such projects. However, as chief executive, I am duty-bound to ensure that taxpayers are not footing a $420,000 bill for a project which does nothing more than perpetuate misconceptions about the state and its citizens."
I don't know. I feel like it's still pretty... Like, I feel like it kind of tracks.
After we went to Jersey and we went to Seaside Heights, we were like, no, this is...
It's
true.
Pretty accurate. Yeah, it's pretty accurate. It's just everyone's older now.
Yes, correct. Chrissy, who tweeted a link to the letter he sent to Franzini on Monday, decided to let stand tax credits for other entertainment projects filmed in New Jersey. But it still hurt the whole economy, you know, because now you couldn't film certain things there. And that was one of them. And I was just like, well, Jersey Shore, man.
The real reason they went to Miami and Italy.
What an impact. I mean, honestly, but what an impact like they had literally on politics.
Everyone knew about, like, I mean, I was not allowed to watch any content like that when I was younger. Like, nothing like that. My parents were very anti-reality TV.
I think the more grass you have around where you grew up, the less you are to watch shit like this.
But that being said, like, I knew who Snooki was. Like, I knew, like, you could tell me, like, Pauly D, and I knew who you were talking about. Like, I knew about Jersey Shore, you know? I think I knew more about Jersey Shore than I knew about Friends.
Fuck Friends, man.
I don't get Friends. I don't get it.
You know what? Honestly, we're gonna have... Actually, that's a good idea for an episode. We'll just talk about Friends, but not like the history. Like, I want to hear a friend fanatic tell me why.
What we need to do is we need to find someone who's really into Friends, and we interview them to try and understand them.
Do we know anybody who's into Friends?
Tweet it out. I'm sure you can find someone.
Facts. I need to speak to a friend fanatic immediately. But yeah. Jersey Shore was a massive cultural impact more than Friends.
Yeah.
On God.
I think so.
Yeah. Everyone, it was a mirror to what you could be. You could be just a big gorilla juice head, GTL, every fucking day.
Because you know what?
Ed Hardy, bench. Mm-hmm. You know?
Because you know what? Like, there's no Ross in Jersey Shore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there is no Ross. They're all Joeys. Mm-hmm. They're all Joeys. I think Vinny was as close to Ross as you could possibly get.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know,
but he's not a Ross. Like, yeah, he's closest to it, but he's not a Ross.
He's definitely a blend of Ross, Joey, and Chandler. You know, he's like the big trifecta of both, but they're all still Joeys at the end of the day. You know, they all say how you doing, you know, like, yeah. they all fucking say it, yeah, you know,
it's they're just, all kind of like a little bit head empty, but like,
yeah,
yeah, make some bad choices, but like their intentions aren't bad per se.
A suggestion, because I really wanted the more Italian viewpoint, that's why I asked Jim, was this, like, Italians were really offended by this, but then it's like, when you meet them, I'm like, no, this is pretty close to some people. This is pretty, especially for that like, region of the United States.
That region and that time period.
Yeah. that region of Italian is just like, that's,
well,
that's
the kind best of on part point. Is, aren't some of them like not like Italian?
Yeah. Which is, I think they just picked them up because they just wanted Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it was the culture.
They wanted the culture. And what just ended up being is that a lot of them happened to be Italian.
Yeah.
And so that's what was glued onto it, because Snooki is adopted from Chile.
Mm-hmm.
She's not remotely an eighth Italian. She's Hispanic. You know, that's where she's from.
Yeah.
You know, but she was adopted, and she grew up in a more northeastern Italian culture, and you know, so it's like it's kind of how it is. But like, mm-hmm. a lot of them were Italian. Like Vinny was
very Italian.
One very Italian, you know, and he's a Rhode Island Italian, and though that's a whole different breed, according to Jim. Like, they're not like your New Yorker, Jersey Italian. Like, they're in Rhode Island. Like, that's a whole different like subgenre. And so I was just like, in hearing him talk, I'm like, yeah, this is, yeah, like these are guys that still call females broads.
Yeah.
Broads.
Yeah.
You know, it's just very, I don't know, very, very old language, I would say.
And what's the word for when they got a real ugly girl in the house?
Grenade. I hate the fact I fucking know that.
I couldn't remember what it was called.
It was a grenade. Mm-hmm. It was a grenade. And I was just like, that's... At the time, I thought it was pretty funny. You know? Mm-hmm. And now, should we bring back this terminology and just apply it to all genders?
Yeah.
You know? If you bring back someone who's just, like, not down, or just, like...
Yeah, like, instead of, like... It shouldn't be, like, looks-based. It should be more, like...
Personality.
Yeah, yeah.
Debbie Downers.
Man, you got a real grenade personality. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then you got to have your friend take the fall for that. You got to let him take the fall in that grenade.
Like, oh, this person seems cool. No, they're a grenade.
Grenades. Nope. You don't want any part of that whatsoever. So,
Ooh, grenade should be a term for, like, messy bitches.
Messy bitches.
You know, you drop it, just ready to blow up. Yeah.
I feel like that should be served. That should be reserved for people who like are more likely to literally explode after like just like bad like people who shouldn't be drinking at a party, because we know how they get. Mm-hmm. Like me, you know, I just shouldn't be drinking at a party.
Well, you explode. It's just a matter of which way do you explode. Sometimes you're just like really happy about stuff.
Yeah.
Or like really enthusiastic about things, but you're not necessarily hype. Like, it's not negative emotions. You just explode.
It's positive.
Yeah.
It's euphoria. Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
Did you remember how there was one time you drunk called me and you were saying nice things because you were drunk? And then I think I like awkwardly was like, thanks, because I don't know how to accept compliments. And you go, fuck you. You're never genuine. Do you remember?
I trying to remember where. I know I did that.
This was a few years ago.
To remember where. It either was at the apartment and I was on the balcony. I think that's the only place I can really think of.
I think it was after that, because it was when I lived in that townhouse in Woodbridge.
Oh, shit. Where the fuck was I? Was I at the bar? I don't know.
Yeah, I remember you were just like, fuck you. You're not genuine. And I'm like, that's fair. But I'm also sober right now.
Yeah, that's true. I do remember calling you disingenuous.
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
I still stand by it.
No, it's kind of... You're not wrong.
Yeah, I'm not wrong. So what did you think, since you finished season 3, and I think that's when it happened, the Ronnie and Sam fight, like the big fight, you know, that was... to me, one of the craziest things ever. Because it was just a toxic relationship finally reaching its point.
It was so stressful. And the worst part is, it's not really one of those relationships where you can be like, oh my god, well, like, that person's just terrible. Or like this, it's not that they're terrible people. They're just really, really bad for each other.
Yeah.
You know?
They were super bad for each other. And producers really pushed this hard.
Yeah.
To make this happen, and then it exploded. Mm-hmm. And so Catherine sent me a Reddit thread a while ago, and it's one of my favorite threads ever, based on this show. So it's an really AMA. Messy. It is. So there was. I'm going to keep it fun. So the AMA was, I was a story and field producer for Jersey Shore season 1 and 2. And so they were like, hi, I was a story field producer in the first 2 Jersey Shore seasons. This includes the episodes that were filmed back in Jersey after Miami. That season is popularly referred to as season 3, but for us, it was still production in season 2B. And we'll love to do unofficial AMA, blah, 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 blah. And so people ask a lot of questions like, is Paulie a nice guy or a douchebag? And good to hear that he is a genuinely nice person, but when the cameras are off, he doesn't talk. He's incredibly reserved. Hmm. You know,
that actually doesn't surprise me a lot.
It doesn't surprise me at all. Yeah. He's incredibly private about his life. Yeah. Like, he doesn't talk about, like, we found out on this recent season that he had a kid. For a while with like a different one, but he doesn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. Like, it's never out there. He is incredibly private about his personal life. He's, like, he does not. Yeah.
He seems to be one of the ones that's more, I guess, like, in control, to where he seems very aware of the things he does and the consequences of what he does and like the things mm-hmm. that he says. He feels less impulsive than some of the others.
Yeah. It's kind of insane. So, to talk about the fight, I think it's here. I have it. Yeah, so basically they asked, like, the Ronnie and Sam fight, was it worse than what we saw? And they say it was horrible and far more intense than what aired. Some inside knowledge for you. When you see a fight scene that's quite choppily edited and intercut with talking head footage, also called like the interviews in that room, the producers are trying to hide the breaking of the fourth wall. And during that fight in particular, the fourth wall was broken a couple times. It's hard because you develop a working relationship with these people, but you're also with them 24/7. So it's hard to separate human emotions from staying professional. We were seeing incredible television being made before our eyes at the detriment of 2 kids. And it doesn't sit right with me. Mm-hmm. Got paid though. But yeah, it really is, like, that's a very good statement, that we were watching incredible television made before our eyes, but it was that, you know.
Well, that's like the ethical dilemma of reality TV, it's ethics. You know?
It should be talked about in college courses. Yeah. Hint, hint.
Well, have you watched the show Unreal?
No, I've been... Oh, God damn, man.
You gotta watch it.
I know.
Because it's all about those people who are producing a reality show and doing stuff like that and the ethics of it. Like, come on, watch it.
It's definitely insane. You know, they talk about, like, watching that whole thing happen as an adult was hard. And they ask, like, I remember when it aired, I did not realize how serious that was. Could you have predicted Sam being in a great place 10 years later? And the producer goes, definitely couldn't have predicted Ron's downfall, but just hope that Sam is finally happy. Because that was really what we were watching on national television was emotional abuse mm-hmm. on his side and also her side, mm-hmm. you know. But I think this really came to a head. And it was incredibly, like, rewatching it as an adult, it is hard to watch.
Yeah.
You know, but as a teenager, you're just like, yo, it was crazy drama. Like, you talk about it the next day at the lockers. But now it's just like, wow, why did we as people love this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we really do love this kind of toxic shit. We love drama. It's just inherent in us. We love drama, you know?
Well, and it's sometimes, like, with some shows, it's like, oh, there's, like, all this really messy drama. But, like, you're not really, it feels so, like, very much like, oh, they're doing this for the cameras. Like, there's no real emotion here.
Yeah.
Whereas I think with Jersey Shore, like, you are with these people for so long and they're with each other for so long. Like, it's not like some shows where it's like, oh, well, they live together for like 2 months. It's like, no. They've been together. You know, like, by the time you get to like season 4 or 5, it's like they've spent a lot of time together.
Yeah.
Like, there's
cabin fever.
Yeah, and and so, like, when they have these fights, this isn't something they're doing just for the benefit of the cameras. Like, especially the Ron and Sam fight, it's like a it's a real fight. Like, it's not like when they fight a random person in a bar because they spilled a drink on them, right? Like, this is like it's very, it's so much more emotionally intense.
Yeah, and so, like, even during that fight, there was a lot of yelling at the cameras and production to stop the fight, like, but they're still rolling.
Yeah.
You know, and they remember hearing, and they don't want to confirm, but they think it was Vinny saying, how are you going to sit there and let this happen? And that happened a lot. So I'm assuming this fight went on for at least 20 minutes, because what we see on television is like a, like 2-3 minutes of footage.
Yeah.
And it's super choppy, and it's just him throwing her shit, yelling, throwing her bed out. It was
bad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just like, there was a person that asked, like, along those lines, do you mind me asking for any details about the Miami fight between Sammy and Jen? And they said, the only thing I remember being cut from the original broadcast was Ron physically pushing Jenny off of Sam and into a wall, and Jenny yelling at him for touching her. So that's crazy that he basically pushed this, he pushed Jenny into a fucking wall. Like, god damn, bro. Like, this is... That was in wild times. And they had talked about when Snooki got punched, and they were just like, they just couldn't believe that that actually happened.
Yeah.
That dude was beyond, like, that dude was arrested, you know? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, that to me was just visceral.
Yeah.
You know? I think without the punch, I don't think this show would have been a hit, you know? And I think it had the one thing that made it more attractive to people to watch, because it was crazy.
Yeah.
Was seeing a woman get punched in the face at point-blank range.
Jersey Shore had so many things that you just can't... You can't script on this kind of television, you know?
It's kind of insane, like, especially early on.
You
can maybe
create a situation for something to happen, but you can't just script some random guy in a bar punching Snooki without getting, like, bad sued, right?
Yeah.
So,
she got punched in the face, dude.
Yeah,
like, that was insane.
And I think that's I think part of Jersey Shore's success was, like, they just had a lot of things happen that's just not stuff you can write.
It was a terrible thing to say, but right place, right time.
Yeah,
it was the show of the era, you know. And to see the growth now, somewhat growth of a lot of them, and seeing them adult, and they slowly, like, transition. Because these aren't party animals anymore. They're literally adults with children, mortgages, and, you know, they're trying to...
Responsibilities.
They're trying to be more responsible about themselves, you know? Like, Mike's sober, you know? Dude went to jail, came out clean, you know, clean eating and all this shit, and sober, being positive. Just, like, 10, 12 years ago, I couldn't imagine this dude being, like... so positive and so healthy.
Yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
You know. Mentally, emotionally, you can tell that this show has taken a toll on a lot of these guys.
You ever watched them on America's Worst Cooks Celebrity Edition?
No.
Well, I want to go rewatch it now that I've, like, actually watched Jersey Shore, because I knew who he was, but I didn't really know a lot about him, and I'm like, now I kind of want to rewatch it. And also, I don't think he was as bad as the show was trying to make him seem, but also, I mean,
yeah, because he always cooks
on
Jersey Shore.
Worst Cooks. We're not here to actually see them be bad cooks. We're here to watch celebrities. Like, come on.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you would be a bad cook if you were put under pressure and cameras everywhere. Like if you told me to make pasta in front of, like, 5-star chefs and, like, a camera, I would fuck it up. It would be,
like,
beyond dry.
In the regular people one, not the celebrity one, but in the regular people one, some of them are just genuinely, like, have no idea what they're doing.
Dude, that season where the dude grilled cheese?
Yeah.
Fucking.
It's a classic. But then, like... but then, you know, I mean, like, the celebrity one is, like, they definitely play it up a little bit of them, how bad they actually are. Because some of them aren't that bad. They're just, like, adequate cooks. But a lot of them, you know, they're rich. They don't need a cook. They can just buy food.
That's facts, dude. So what did you think about, you know, really, like, the journey of this, you know?
I got way more invested in them as people than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing is I'm gonna finish at some point. I don't know when it's gonna happen, but I am gonna finish.
Yeah. There's
I'm
some
on
more
my Grey's Anatomy shit right now, so
we can talk about that off off podcast because I saw Megan tweet about watching, like, why would you watch 17 seasons of hot doctors? And they're like, because they're hot. And I was like, you know, watching the show is technically self-harm.
Well, that's another show where I found I can't watch it for too long without getting stressed out. There's just much happening.
They haven't dropped a new episode in Lord knows how long. Yeah. Like,
I mean, I'm still keeping waiting. I think I'm on season four. I'm on season three or four. I think I'm on season three.
High key have been waiting. So more about that fight, because this entire I will find this Reddit thread. I'll put it on like the Instagram post because it's crazy. Production never stepped in because we wanted to keep it authentic and organic, typical reality show.
Yeah, everyone stepped in. Classic statement.
Because what was happening was a television goldmine, and production had no hand in it. We wanted it to play out as naturally as possible. What that's crazy to me is letting natural human emotion, natural interactions happen, and it goes bad, you know. And they say like Ron got a pass because he truly was the definition of a henpecked husband. Mm-hmm. If you see Ron from season one, then see him in season three. He's a shell of a person that he used to be, which is true. Because he lost any confidence he had. He was just super downer. He was in a relationship that was shitty, and he was just stuck there, you know. And so, and their opinion was just like the both of them were toxic for each other. It was just not a good relationship at all. And they were like, I also believe that Ron was poked at so often that his explosion was inevitable. You know, not making excuses, but it, you know, you poke a motherfucker like that for so long, he's gonna lose his shit, and you don't know how he's gonna react. And thus,
well, and especially when they're all, you know, like we're saying, like cabin fever, like locked in there, like if you
fuck,
it's like with ever since COVID started, there are a lot of people who start getting mad cabin fever with people they lived with, their friends or loved ones, etc., because they were just, you spend that much time with someone, you're gonna you know, you're gonna start to lose it a little bit.
It's so gross. So leaving off on a big note, because I think one of like the legendary things in a reality television show is Jenny and trying to write that note, like her Snooki writing that note for Sam. And so quoting, so Jenny, I know it's so boring. So Jenny and Nicole's logic was that Samantha would immediately think production wrote the note because the roommates didn't have access to computers. They also tried to frame it in a more mature voice to throw off their scent. We allowed it to take place because we knew it was the only way for Ron's behavior to come out that season. And no matter what happened, we were going to blow the lid off that it wasn't production who wrote the note. We didn't tell her who specifically wrote the note, but we did say it was not us and a roommate. If we did not allow the note to begin with, Samantha would have only found out after the season aired, and at that time, Miami was going to air while we filmed season 2B. And so that plot line of having to think that, like, you need this out when we go back. So we ended up letting them watch Miami while in the house, but that decision only came to be like a couple days before Miami aired. So if we didn't allow them to watch it, she would have only found out about everything that happened in Miami reacting to it during the Italy season.
Jeez.
And so all that would have happened the following season. And so we needed her to find out then and there, but she flipped the script on all of us by taking her anger out on Nicole and Jenny, which we did not expect at all. Best twist ever.
I mean, that's the thing about it, right? Is like,
yeah,
messed them up mentally, but the twists.
This just gets you hard as a television producer for reality shows. Like, you love when shit like this happens organically. Like, it completely goes awry, and it just gets better.
Yeah,
you know, we love this shit. So, yeah, that's a little fun time in Jersey Shore Part 2. Any last words?
Not really. I mean, Snooki and Dina, I think, are my favorites, and I think I'll leave it at that.
All right. No, I mean, honestly, fair. Join us next time when we talk about our favorite Disney Channel original movies. You know, not the best. There's no such thing.
Our favorite.
I think it's our favorites.
Let's all remember that this is a very biased podcast. This is not fact-based.
Who told you that? What? This is beyond fact-based.
Very opinion-based.
Incorrect. Country music is trash. Fact.
No, I told you it's not fact-based. It's opinion-based, and that's your opinion, Jason. A lot of country music is trash. not all, though. Not all country. You can't look me in the eyes and tell me the chicks are trash. Can't do that.
I can't.
See? Thank you.
I can't.
Thank you.
That's true. Catherine's right. So join us next time. Favorite Disney Channel original movies. I am hype. Mm-hmm. Hype.
Can't wait to talk about High School Musical 2.
The whole time.
That's the only one we talk about.
I've got to rewatch. Mm-hmm. I have to rewatch. Shout out to Disney Plus. Our sponsor. Yo. It's like, nah, man, I fucking wish. All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye, listeners.